بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة الفيل. سورة الفيل starts off with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the companions of the elephant? Who are the Ashab al-Fil? The companions of the elephant. Abraha was the ruler of Yemen. He built a great, beautiful palace. Nothing was like it in the world. Then he called it the Kaaba and invited all the people to do their Hajj pilgrimage here instead of Mecca. The Hajj pilgrimage means a religious journey to the house of Allah, which was built by the Prophet Ibrahim and his son, Prophet Ismail, by Allah's order. The people loved Mecca and the Kaaba and knew it was the greatest sign of Prophet Ibrahim. So they decided to stay and not change the Hajj pilgrimage to Yemen. Abraha became very angry and decided to destroy the Kaaba so that he can attract people towards his palace. He set out to invade Mecca with an army of soldiers and elephants. These people are called the companions of the elephant. The next verse says, Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil. Didn't Allah make their plan go wrong? So what happened to their plan trying to attack the Kaaba? The next verse explains, Wa arsala alayhim طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. So Allah sent a huge flock of birds, طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. What did these birds do? The next verse explains, تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. Striking them with stones of hard clay. The birds dropped the stones on Abraha and his soldiers. The next verse says, فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. And he made them like eaten straw. Imagine some cattle had eaten up some straw or plants and completely chewed up and crushed them. That is what happened to Ashab al-Fil. They were completely crushed by these stones. In the same year, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born and brightened the world with the light of his appearance. This story shows us the blessings and importance Allah had given to this sacred place, the house of Allah, the Kaaba. It also paved the way for the great event of the Holy Prophet Muhammad's birth. It also warns the arrogant ones of the world. No matter how big or small you are, you can never stand against the power of Allah.
صدق الله العظيم.